FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
So welcome everyone to the Mersey Valley Sports Centre, just off the Carrington Spur near the Sale Sewage Works. And we're now joined, David and Neil, by Neil Boo. Hello, Neil.
Hi there.
So it's half time here and it's currently 2-1 to FC United. It's a shorter women's team extra this week because there's no commentary or any form of build-up whatsoever. But we're here for a couple of public service announcements, plus to find out what happened here between Altrincham and FC United. Now, Altrincham coming into this, very difficult side, much better than they were last season.
Yeah.
It's proved the case. It's half time here, it's 2-1. The second goal coming on 45 plus 1. Ooh.
Well, we got a goal just before a break, similar to the men yesterday. Obviously, we're hoping for a slightly better outcome than that. But they were both well worked moves. Unlike their goal, which was, although it was a cracking shot, it was more of a break. They were good moves, and I think they deserved the goals that they got.
Now, the first goal came from Chloe Wilde, and it just a good move, really. Finished with aplomb, I think is the term. And the second goal came from Nicole Hatcliffe. She's new.
Debutant and goal scorer, yes. She's been training with us for at least a month now. She's been waiting for international clearance from America, but it finally come through, I think it was last night or a couple of days ago. And they've got her up and starting, and she's a threat all the way through the game so far. And got her just rewards right at the end.
Now, this game today is a very important one in the league. It's one of those teams who I think are going to be there or thereabouts, Alty, so it's very important that we beat them. We'll find out as soon as the jingle finishes in a second or two just how FC United got on in this game in the second half. But we should mention Norton and Stockton Ancients coming up on Sunday. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff in the North East. Well, in Middlesbrough, technically, isn't it? Stockton way. We should say the team bus is going, but there's also a supporters coach going as well. 0161 769 2005. 0161 769 2005 to book. Adults 18, under 16, £9. Leeds Broadhurst Park at 9 a.m. Charlton Street at 9:30 a.m. And TGI's in Prestwich at 10 a.m. There's about 15 places left on that bus.
Yes, there's a few spaces available if you fancy reliving a bit of FA Cup action, because it's exactly 6 years to the day since FC played Norton and Stockton Ancients, when we had a marvellous 5-2 win on the way to playing, I think it was Barrow after that, and then obviously Rochdale with a tremendous night that was. So hopefully this can rekindle some of those memories.
Absolutely. And of course, Women's Team Live will be there in the flesh for perhaps the furthest ever. In fact, I know for a fact it is, because the furthest away after that was Salford. So yeah, it's quite a far trek for Women's Team Live, but we'll be there on Sunday. But thank you, Neil, for joining us at half-time. We'll be hearing your post-match thoughts at full-time, as well as your interview with Lee Sutton. Well, let's play a song and see what happened in the second half.
Shall we?
So, just like magic, Neil, 45 minutes has passed since we last spoke. Very tense, that. 3-2 it finished in the end, though, to FC United.
Yes, very very close run thing in the end. They were pushing us all the way. They're a much better, much improved team from last year. And I think 3-2 probably was about the right score on the day, because there wasn't much in between them.
We got the third goal,
I think, Alicia,
down the left-hand side, and that proved all important. Alty got a goal with about 5 minutes left to play there, which made it awfully tense, given as well what happened with the first team on Saturday. Yeah, I was thinking all the way through that last 5 minutes there, I was thinking to myself, they're going to score. Yeah. And at the end there, they nearly did.
Yes, they very nearly did. Yes, she broke free a little bit on the side and got wide of the marker. A nice good shot towards the top corner. And thankfully, it was about a foot shy of going in, and Chloe held it nicely to boot it out for the ref to blow. And we got the victory. But that was very tense.
So, just like magic, in a second, we're going to hand over to the studio for all the scores in the league. But I think that should guarantee us we should stay top ish.
Yeah, that's, I would imagine that should probably keep us top, and that's all you can do really. Just, you don't always have to win them all 10-0. Just if you win them all 1-0, you still won the league. Doesn't matter.
So that's the views here from the touchline. But we now hand over to Neil interviewing the manager Lee Sutton. But thanks, Neil, for joining us and all your hard work.
Goodbye and hello to me and Lee. Okay, I'm here with Lee Sutton, women's teams manager. Bit of a tough one there, but we managed to scrape a 3-2 win.
Yeah, we made it really hard for ourselves, to be honest. We started off well, but then for some reason sort of played their game, really, more than playing our game. But end of the day, we come back with the 3 points, which is a good start.
Yep, that's all we need. We got a goal just before half-time, and then we were winning 3-1, and they were starting to come back. I was getting a feeling of deja vu from yesterday.
Well, it's hopefully we won't let that happen, but it's one of them. At the end of the day, it's football, and you know, we, for some reason, when we sort of get in front of teams, we always take our foot off the gas for some strange reason, and you know, obviously end up conceding. But we've kept it this time, got the 3 points, and hopefully move on to next week.
Goal from debutant Nicole Hatcliffe today, well taken, as all the goals in the game were, but it's nice to see her getting rewarded for her efforts in the first half.
Yeah, we just had to wait for the international clearance, and that came through, so we managed to get her signed and get her playing today, so which was great. And you know, she's got a fair few minutes under her belt there, so hopefully we can take that forward now.
Yeah, so we've got the big FA Cup game coming up this week, Norton and Stockton Ancients. Have you worked out roughly what sort of team you'll be playing?
We've sort of been looking at videos of them playing, but you know, we've sort of got to wait really until we get there. So we're taking most of the squad with us, so if not all of them, so it's one of them really. We're sort of still in the discussion stage of, but obviously we've got to start strong and we've got to keep it strong all the way through.
So they're a division above us, and they're in the Premier League in the North East, and we're seeing the Southern Division, so we'll have to take things carefully, I suppose. You've got an away match against a strong team.
Yeah, they're in the sort of the same calibre as Bolton, league wise. So yeah, we've got to go out there. Like I say, we've got to start strong. We've got to keep up on the pace, and we've got to keep them working and play our game rather than drop it. So we're playing their game, and hopefully that will give us the advantage, and we'll come away with the win.
Exactly, because when we can play our game, we can certainly take on pretty much most teams at our level or just around it. So let's hope we can do that when we're playing Norton and Stockton Ancients on Sunday. You're all welcome. There's still spaces available on the coach.
Definitely is. Come up and support the girls, and hopefully, you know, with all the singing and the chanting, that's what pushes them. They thrive on it, and that's obviously what happened in the Bolton game. And you know, it played dividends. So come up and join us, and hopefully get their social club open for a drink.
Exactly. Let's have a bit of a beer, a bit of good football, and a good day out. Thanks very much, Lee Sutton.
Neil Boobman there, speaking with FC Women's Team Manager Lee Sutton. And with that 3-2 win for FC United, I can happily confirm that FC stay top of the North West Regional Women's League Division 1 South. Altrincham, on the other hand, are now in fifth position, 6 points back. Back to the top end of the table, though, 3 points off leaders FC. And with a game in hand, we have Merseyrail Bootle, who defeated Liverpool Marshall Feds 3-0 on Sunday afternoon, leaving Feds in fourth place now, 5 points from top spot. Ellesmere Port Town sit in third position, 3 points off the lead, having played a game more. They defeated Charltonians on Sunday by 4-1 at Hough End. Down the bottom end, and Liverpool City got their first 3 points of the season, beating Norwich Vixens 4-3 away from home, while Curzon are now bottom of the table, having suffered a 2-1 home defeat to Edgerton. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, a good eye-watering score for Warrington Wolverines, who beat Stockport County by 8-1. So well done to them. And that concludes this week's Women's Team Extra. Next week, join us, if you can't make it, Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m, right here on FCUM Radio. Full commentary coming your way on Sunday afternoon. And then on Monday, look out for Women's Team Extra, the weekly podcast Nearly Weekly, the Nearly Weekly podcast for the FC United and Manchester's women's team. If, on the other hand, you couldn't bear to listen to our commentary on Sunday and instead feel like going yourself, as we alluded to earlier, there will be an official coach making its way north to Norton and Stockton Ancients on Sunday afternoon. The coach will be leaving Broadhurst Park at 9 a.m, Charlton Street at 9:30 a.m, and TGI's in Prestwich at 10 a.m. It's adults £18, under 16s £9, and you can book now by ringing 0161 769 2005. That's 0161 769 2005. And if you didn't write that down, just rewind the podcast, just a couple of seconds, and you can hear it all over again. There are still places available, but if you feel like going under your own steam, the address for the ground is Norton Sports Complex, Station Road, Norton, Stockton-on-Tees, TS20 1PE. That's Norton Sports Complex, TS20 1PE. That is this week's Women's Team Extra. We hope you've enjoyed this week's podcast. Another 3 points for FC United and Manchester's women's team. So a big weekend coming up for the FC United and Manchester's women's team. The third qualifying round of this season's Women's FA Cup. Norton and Stockton Ancients versus FC United and Manchester. Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock kickoff. If you can't make it, then please, please listen to FCUM Radio on Sunday afternoon. A big thank you to Neil Boo, a big thank you to Lee Sutton, and from everyone here at Women's Team Extra, that's the league done and dusted now for 2 weeks. It's now on to cup matters, and you'll be hearing from us again on Sunday afternoon, live from Norton and Stockton Ancients. From everyone here at Women's Team Extra, you have a lovely week. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.